He will teach him the book and wisdom, and the Torah and the gospel. Remember when God said, Jesus, son of Mary, remember my blessing to you and to your mother when I reinforced you with the purest spirit so that you could speak to people in the cradle and when you were fully grown, and when I taught you the book and wisdom and the Torah and the gospel. The verse reveals that God will teach Jesus the book, the Torah and the gospel. Obviously, this book in question is very important. When we examine other verses in the Quran, we see that the term book refers to the Quran. In this case, the Quran is the third book that Jesus will be taught. But this will be possible only when he returns to earth, for he lived approximately 600 years before the Quran's revelation. It is therefore impossible for him to have learned the Quran during the time at which he lived. It is also revealed in the hadiths of our Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, that when the Prophet Jesus returns, he will rule not with the Bible, but with the Quran. He will lead you according to the book of your Lord and the Sunnah of your Apostle. In short, the Prophet Jesus will return to earth and will learn the Quran at that time. There is no doubt but that God knows the truth. The likeness of Jesus in God's sight is the same as Adam. The likeness of Jesus in God's sight is the same as Adam. It is also possible that this verse too refers to the return of the Prophet Jesus. Muslim scholars who have written Quranic commentaries point out that this verse indicates the fact that both prophets did not have a father. For God created both of them with the command, be. However, the verse could also have another meaning. Just as Adam was sent down to earth from God's presence, Jesus too will be sent down to earth from God's presence. God knows best, of course. The day I was born, the day I die, and the day I am raised up again alive. Peace be upon me the day I was born, the day I die, and the day I am raised up again alive. This verse speaks of the day on which he will die. This death can only be possible after he returns and lives on earth for a period of time. Of course, only God knows for certain. You could speak to people in the cradle, and when you were fully grown, remember when God said, Jesus, son of Mary, remember my blessing to you and to your mother when I reinforced you with the purest spirit so that you could speak to people in the cradle and when you were fully grown. He will speak to people in the cradle and also when fully grown and will be one of the righteous. Kalam, which is used only in these two verses, only in reference to Jesus, And to express Jesus' adulthood means someone between the age of 30 and 50, someone who is no longer young, someone who has reached the perfect age. Islamic scholars agree that it denotes the age of 35 or above. Yet, based on hadiths, they state that Jesus was raised up to God's presence in his early 30s. Therefore, the Prophet Jesus did not reach the age of Kalan during his first life. This may also indicate that he will return again to earth and live a second life. In the commentary of At-Tabari, Imam At-Tabari gives the following explanation of these verses. These statements indicate that in order to complete his lifespan and speak to people when fully grown, Jesus will come down from heaven. That is because he was raised to heaven when still young. Jesus will be recognized by the fact that he will have no relatives and that no one will know him. In Surah 3, verse 45, God informs us that the Prophet Jesus is of high esteem in the world and the hereafter, and one of those brought near. Thus, like all the prophets, Jesus will be known to those people surrounding him for the honor and excellence only seen in those chosen by God. Those who see him will recognize him at first sight, and there will be no doubt on this matter in their hearts. Apart from these, there will also be other factors disclosing his identity. No doubt, one of them will be the fact that he will have no relatives, family, or acquaintances on earth. Not a single person will come out and say, "I have known him before. I saw him when." These people are his family and relatives, simply because the people who knew him lived and died about 2,000 years ago. There is no doubt but that this criterion will invalidate the baseless claims of the false messiahs who will appear from time to time. Because it is most illogical for someone who spent all his childhood among people and who has been known to countless people ever since to claim that he is the Prophet Jesus. When the Prophet Jesus returns to earth, on the other hand, there will be no doubt as to his identity. Nobody will have any reason to say, "This person cannot be the Prophet Jesus," because the Prophet Jesus will return in the same form that he was raised into the sight of God, wearing the same clothes, and will possess superior features that no human being can possibly imitate.